Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, remember when Donald Trump had sex with an underage student, at his teaching post and forced her to sign a non-disclosure agreement, and paid her family $3 million in hush money? Yeah, me neither. Actually, it was Trudeau that did that, and yet Trump got in more trouble by saying grab her by the coochie. If you want to know what Trudeau is up to nowadays, he's gone back to blackface while being a part-time ski instructor, dressed in his favorite alphabet people best. Up next, Mel Gibson is filming the two-part film series Resurrection of the Christ. I didn't watch the first one. What happens? Just kidding, and spoiler alert, Jesus dies. And Mel is releasing the first part on Good Friday on March 26th of 2027, and the second part on Ascension Day, 40 days later. Also, here's the face you make when everyone learns that you weren't the crazy one. But of course, they still treat him that way. Number 3, people in Britain are being urged to eat less meat in the latest net zero target. They want people there to eat half their current dairy and meat intake over the next 25 years. The government is insane. They want people to stop driving gas-powered cars, stop owning pets, stop gardening, and stop having kids. And they probably plan to replace them with Mohammeds and Jeets. Do you really think the new immigrants will stop eating less meat? No, they'll probably eat more than before. Moving on, and speaking of Mohammeds in the UK, one of them ended these two wonderful gay males that invited him into their home as a refugee. And Mohammed removed their heads. Oh snap. Well, maybe not exactly snap, more like chop. This is what happens when virtue signaling goes wrong. Then again, some problems just fix themselves. Only kidding, of course. I don't advocate for violence. But when England becomes a majority Muslim country, the government certainly will. Number 5, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney promised to build the fastest growing economy in the G7. Instead, what he gave us was the fastest shrinking one. And it would be a hell of a lot worse if he didn't import all the Indians to keep up the nominal GDP. Maybe Trump is right that Canada only makes sense as a state, and nothing more. Canada becoming part of the United States would be as epic as the Louisiana Purchase or Alaska. As a Canadian, being annexed by America would be preferred over millions of more Indians coming over here. Up next, meanwhile in Portland, an ambulance ran over a cyclist and then that same ambulance rushed him to the hospital. Once he got there, they billed him $1,800. Talk about a great business model. I almost felt sorry for this man, but he's a cyclist, so I don't. He's also white. But if he was a black trans cyclist, then you know they would have ended up paying him millions. I honestly suspect he was a protester refusing to get out of the way. Number 7, this woman says that heterosexual marriage for men is essentially living the life of an aristocrat, never having to cook or raise your kids, and then men are becoming hysterical that this is now being revoked. Yeah, this hasn't been a thing for 50 years now. Since then, marriage has meant men living in fear of divorce, while his kids are raised by daycare, his food is delivered, and the cleaning lady keeps the marital home clean while his wife is smashing the pool boy. Moving on, here's one of those independent single mothers of four that demands you pay her somewhere between $10,000 and $15,000 a month for all her living expenses to be with her. For that kind of money, you could have found a different woman on Backpage every night of the month. Well, when Backpage was around. In Canada, we still have LeoList, but just be careful because there are a lot of scammers on there. But there's no way that this ad is real. It has to be trolling. If it's not, then the entitlement here is out of control. Number 9, men had Star Wars, video games, comics, and the Boy Scouts. And women have invaded all of those things. The only thing left the men have now is being alone and solitary. That's not exactly right, though. We have online spaces like this channel, and that's why women in governments want to impose digital IDs. So that we can't have privacy surfing the web either. Without our every action being put under scrutiny by some women. If they introduce digital IDs, I'm going to leave the internet. Up next, Zachary died after climbing on top of a subway car, and the article asks who is to blame. It has to be those racist subway cars. If only white people had never invented them, then he never would have died. It couldn't possibly be Zachary's fault for climbing on top of that train. He was just an innocent train surfer. Also, why is this a 10-minute read? Are they going to lecture us on white privilege and how racist trains are? Number 11, how bad are wait times in Canada's healthcare system? A study suggests that millions of people are waiting for services. 3.8 million people waiting for surgery to be exact, but we keep bringing in more people. The government doesn't care about your health. It just cares about boosting the GDP from the Jeets. While you're waiting, don't forget that you can always end it all with MAID, or medical assistance in death. Maid fortunately doesn't have any wait times. Moving on, the women of ISIS are forcing boys as young as 13 to impregnate them, to increase the Islamic population, and they're giving them Viagra-like substances. Is that really what's going on here, or are women of ISIS PDF files, and this is just their excuse? So basically, they're Islam's version of female middle school teachers. But I thought this couldn't happen because American NGOs were funding condoms. Then again, I'm not sure I can trust any story coming out of India. Number 13, here's what online dating apps are like for men. You either get single mothers, fatties, feminists, and hoochie mamas that know their worth. They forgot to add the dude in a dress who thinks he's a woman. So many choices and all of them bad ones. The only ones that'll do well in this sort of dating market are the chubby chasers or those into trans women. Everyone else is screwed because they won't be getting screwed. Up next, here's what's going to happen if the WW3 draft comes up. Suddenly all the women that transition into men will detransition back to women. Long hair, boobs, and all. I'm looking forward to all the detransition YouTube channels that I'll unfortunately have to enjoy from the front lines. I'm sure that many of them will get 34 double Ds so they can prove how much of a woman they are. And I still can't believe that they took this from us. Number 15, Tim Hortons in Canada is bringing back its vintage cups. But until they bring back their vintage employees, I'll still boycott them. I'm young enough to remember when the workers there were white students, and the last time I had something from there was 15 years ago, when I had a nice cappuccino. I'm starting to see Tim Hortons franchises lose money and shut down. There were too many of them, and not as many people liked the quality since the Jeet started serving coffee. Moving on, is this proof that we're living in a simulation? Where do these guys keep coming from? An assembly line. I think the reason they put these guys on television is because they appeal to older female boomer voters. They will say, what a nice boy. I'll vote the same way he's voting. Little do they know, they're probably packing the fudge. If they aren't, then I'm sure that we all know that they're incel simps. They look like the byproduct of atrazine poisoning. Number 17, I find this to be true. That self-educated people cannot be fooled by institutionalized propaganda. Neither can people who were bullied and harassed in school growing up. You learn to become suspicious of other students' intentions, and you learn that you can't trust the authority figures to have your back or best intentions. So when a boss or professor pretends to have your best interests at heart, you are skeptical to say the least. Propaganda seldomly works on the emotionally damaged. Up next, the FBI agents that kneeled during the BLM riots have all been fired. No big loss there. I'm glad because they're supposed to serve and protect and not kneel in disrespect. The real Scooby-Doo mystery in all of this is, how did this door stump ever pass the physical? If I was ever chased by an agent, this is the one I'd want to chase me. Maybe she had gained all that weight because she was working an undercover operation at a pie factory. Number 19, Trump plans on banning Muslims from entering the United States. Do you support this? Absolutely. Maybe they should also look at deporting them too if they make trouble of any kind. Maybe also prevent them from taking public office. Looks like New York already forgot about 9/11 as they prepare to bring in Mandani, a Muslim, in as mayor. I'm half Serbian and Serbs have been keeping Muslims out of Europe for 500 years now. And now Europeans just let them in for some reason. Moving on, here's the resilience of men going their own way. You leave us to drown in the ocean and we swim out on our own accord, in triumph. The only power a man can have is to go his own way in a world that hates him and refuses to give him a decent life. So he's refusing to give women attention, time, and money. If he keeps it all for himself, he can get far ahead. The world hates us, so we don't owe the world anything. Number 21, the former YouTube CEO Susan admits to pulling over a million COVID videos to silence anti-vaxxers. Probably because she was ordered to by the Biden administration. Ironically, she passed away. I wonder if it had something to do with a vaccine giving her cancer. If she also hadn't demonetized all the YouTube channels out there, I never would have learned about Bitcoin and crypto. Sometimes when life gives you a lemon, you accidentally make lemonade. Up next, some woman says that women should only date men that can lift them. Some guy gets back to her and says that men should only date women that are liftable, which is rare these days. Most women are no longer liftable unless you're going to use a forklift. The guy in the picture looks like he has zero muscle tone and will drop her in a couple of seconds. On top of that, he's not even lifting her, because it looks like she has one foot on the floor. Number 23, meet the Irish hero that spent 500 days in a tiny prison cell in Ireland after refusing to use they-them pronouns for a student in a school. This is the sort of compelled speech laws that Jordan Peterson was fighting against years ago in Canada. He knew this was coming. As for this guy, he wasn't arrested for pronoun use. He breached a court order and returned to the school where he was initially let go for not using those pronouns. Moving on, looks like the left is finally admitting the truth. The Democrats are driving young men to end Nazis that aren't even Nazis. This is telling me that society is becoming more conservative rapidly. And that if the New York Compost wants the paper to survive, it's got to start catering to the majority, which is leaning right or center now. The left also needs to make up enemies because people usually need someone to hate and blame for their problems. Number 25 and the last one, women and feminists choose the bear, and now they're on their own. No amount of shaming us back to the plantation is going to work, and they haven't figured this out yet. Some women are even complaining that there's a relationship recession going on. Actually, it's more like a bear market, literally. The moral of the story is that women demonize men until they need us. Then they shame and disrespect us to come back to the table and help them. No thanks. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.